Welcome to the show. You're about to listen to Vocal Profiling Live on VBS Radio with Sherry Edwards and Tall Blonde Heather. The music you just heard was Otmar Liebert and the Arms of Love, Lullabies for Children and Adults. Tonight, by request, we're going to look at the vocal prints of Lieutenant Governor Mulmell about the bridge collapse in Minnesota. Is she telling the truth? Is she on top of things? Is she going to resign? And Oprah and her comments about The Secret. Are you familiar with The Secret, Heather?
Hi, Sherry. Yes, I've watched the video, as I'm sure many of us have, and I found it fascinating. Although a little bit repackaged maybe of positive thinking. Did I get that right?
Absolutely. Well, it's about creating our own reality, and there's a lot of people that really don't know what their reality is. Like, there was a lady that came up to me. I was recently doing a workshop, and she said, I am your guinea pig for this evening. And I said, well, by whose authority? I thought maybe the people who were putting it on sent her over, because I had already chosen a couple people out of the audience. And you know how I go around and give people their sounds and all that. And her answer to me was, by God's authority. And I said, well, God needs to let me know before the show starts, because he didn't tell me. And you're kind of third in line, and so we'll see if we can get to you. But this woman didn't care whether or not she was encroaching on my reality. And along with The Secret of self-responsibility and choosing your life, people have, I don't think The Secret ever shares with you that you need to be careful about stepping on other people's stuff.
Right.
Or other people's rights. So we were told when we came on the show that we have a caller already waiting. This is an audience participation show. You call us up and we take a sample of your voice right over the phone. We answer questions about who you are and what you really want in life. And sometimes we answer questions that you didn't even ask. So the station toll-free number in the United States, 877-270-8714. Toll-free in Canada, 888-228-4494. And there's a couple of alternative numbers, 530-413-4515. And 530-876-3223. And if you forget those numbers, just go to BBS Radio. That's Boy Sam. BBSRadio.com. And the numbers are there. We're on tonight on Station 2. They used to call this Late Night Radio. And if you want to see some of the things that we have done in the past, it's the second column down under Vocal Impressions. And we've got a lot of things posted there. Heather, you have a surprise for people tonight, don't you?
I've got a lot of surprises tonight, Sherry.
Well, let's tell them about Skype.
Well, okay. We are actually on live with our video stream through Skype. I know a lot of people have a Skype account. If they don't, go to Skype. That's skype.com. It's real simple to sign up. Just put your name, your contact information there. And that'll get you signed up. You choose a screen name, and you sign in. And at that point, you add Sherry. And Sherry, I think your ID is Sherry Edwards.
Yeah, Sherry Edwards Focus Course, all one word. It needs to be the Vocal Profile. We have all the cameras. We have everything done. And then we jumped online, and the DSL could not handle what
handle everything we have.
So we're doing Skype tonight because we promised you we'd try to have it up. But just it's Sherry Edwards Focus FOCUS course. So you can call us up. Heather and I tried it. She can see what's going on right online.
Yeah, it's really a neat thing to watch. It really, really is. And a lot of people, I'm curious to see how many people that we get. We would love to offer them a free gift. What do you think, Sherry? Maybe some Aura cards?
Well, there's a lot of people that we offered Aura cards to, and a lot of people called us, and really nice comments about being able to see some of these Aura But these little cards, and they're free, and nobody believes that. But they're free. They teach you to look at your lighting conditions and under what types of light and how far away you need to look to see someone's aura. And we'll send them to you if you want to call it. And yeah. We've been sending them to people who've been calling in and asking us questions. And on that note, caller, are you still hanging in there?
Yes, I am.
Boy, I can barely hear you. Can you speak up?
Better?
Hello?
Is that much better?
There you
Hello?
Go.
I think you're going to have to shout.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, that's a bit better. What's your name, caller?
First name is Nick.
Nick, did you call us with a question, or you want your voice analyzed? What would you like?
Well, I have a question later. I'm just kind of excited to talk to you and get on the show for a voice profile.
Okay, so you want a profile done. Okay, I'll start it up. And for those of you who want to join us on Skype, you can watch this happen. Okay, I'm putting in Nick, and I probably ought to put the date. Or can you give me the first letter? Or just make up a letter, so we'll find it when you call us up. Q. That'll work.
Letter Q.
Nick, can you give me a birthday? You can make that up, too.
Is 03.
0399, is that what you said?
Yes.
03. 64. 3-0-9-64. The computer wouldn't take 99.
Okay.
Okay, I am going to ask the computer to record your voice when we have somebody coming online to watch us.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Share screen. Okay. Greetings. Let me see if I can. Heather, I'm kind of stuck. I don't know how to answer this call. There's George. Okay, got it. I'm going to call him up.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be able to hear.
Okay.
Come on, George. Answer the phone here. Couple more rings. I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up, George.
Mm-hmm.
Can't we just have a ring of phone online so you can call me back?
Okay.
I have everything up for you to talk to us. You ready, Nick?
Okay.
Okay.
So can I start with any favorite subject?
The computer can get it. You'll be talking about 2 minutes, about whatever.
Okay.
I don't think anybody on the air will be able to hear you. I guess they won't hear me from your side, they'll hear you from your side. Okay.
Anytime?
Go.
Okay. Some of my likes are nature walking, birds, flowers, especially nature streams, the sound of water in the different weather conditions and sunlight. It's very rejuvenating and very helpful for positive living. I also like the frequency of sunlight at the different shades in nature displayed in the leaves and the different flora and fauna. And
okay, we got 511 hits on this computer program, in voice. What was the topic, Nick? What were we talking about?
Repeat that, please.
What were you talking about? So I can put it in topic. Very topic
just
specific.
Nature.
Nature.
Yeah.
You want answers about nature?
You have 2 minutes left on this call.
Oh, dear. I'll have to hurry here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nick, when you, when this call ends, call or email Heather back, heather@localprofiling.com.
Okay.
And she can get you a copy of what's going on here.
Okay. Okay, so just email and ask for
a
coffee.
Give me a runtime error, so it's kicking me out, so I'll do this quick. Loss of physical energy in what you were talking about, except in the note of E, and E is error in expression and words and talk. The other two things that are down are D and G sharp, which is about your physical space, your physical environment. There is high intellectual ideas about fairness and what's going on in your life. And the rest of it is very high physical male energy. You want to do something that you with either liver, gallbladder, pancreas, or your own self-approval. I can't tell whether it's physical or emotional at this point. Any specific question you want to ask me?
If you have a newsletter available that I could subscribe to, and if it's available.
Nutra, Sounds, S-O-U-N-D-S, one word, NutraSounds.com, and there's tons of information there. Free charts, free videos, what else is there, Heather? You put it all up.
Well, information about our classes, information how to become a client, just anything and everything you can think of. And if it's not on there, feel free to email me, and I'll be happy to answer anything.
Oh, excellent.
We'll get you on our mailing list as well.
Oh, great. Just in closing there, the Aura cards, I'm quite intrigued about them.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you've exceeded your time limit on
Heather
this call.
At vocalprogramming.com, and we'll get them right to you. But I've got an error. I've lost your file. We're going to have to do it over offline, and we'll do that for you. Heather will make the arrangements, okay?
Okay. I think we lost our caller, Sherry.
Okay. Well, if he calls you back, tell him that.
Okay.
I don't know why, what I did with the program. Sometimes I do things in weird order, and it just kind of kicks me out. He had a really nice chart. A full physical chart needs a lot of physical expression. But a little down about his own self-approval and what's going on physically in his life. I'm going to see if I can call George again and see if he'll answer. George,
okay.
George Z. Okay, George Z, we're calling you again on your computer. Let's just see what's going on here. He's not going to answer. He's going to have to call me. I think it's really nice that people can watch their own voice and what happens to it. You know, I should have done a screen grab of what was going on with Nick's chart. I didn't do it, but we can do it again.
Yeah, we'll do that again.
Call him up and do it again.
Okay.
We have a couple of things that we're going to do tonight, but before that, Heather, we've been talking about sickle. Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen it yet. I've seen bits and pieces online, but I would love to see the whole thing. Though I am planning a trip for us all at the office, though.
I think
a little outing for us.
I think it's very important for health care. And we want to show what's going on with us and how we fit into that. It's bad that we've got all of this legal mumbo jumbo political crap going on.
Absolutely. We need a total turnaround in the insurance and healthcare industry at this point in time. We need to take it out of the hands of the government and put it into the hands of the people.
Absolutely. And I think Ron Paul wants to do that.
I think he does.
We're still doing vocal prints on him. We're going to give him some of our slots on BBS Radio to run some of his information, especially about the Internet. So Heather will be arranging for that. Maybe in the next couple of weeks we'll go ahead and run that. Then you can call in and see what's going on. Heather and I and Ralph Husatola, our attorney, and he's been meeting with a lot of people in government and a lot of the candidates on Internet freedom and health freedom. So he has a lot of information for us, along with he's working with the Ron Paul campaign. So if you don't know about that, you know, in the last 10 days when I've been out of town and talking to people at the spiritual center Agape in Los Angeles, they did not know about Ron Paul.
Oh, you're kidding. Well, let's get the word out there.
And Obama's the second runner-up as far as I can see. And,
yeah.
You know, we have not done anything on him recently, maybe in the last month. We should run Obama again and just
okay.
see where that stands. We have run Hillary again. There's still manipulation there. We've run Giuliani. There's still a lot of ego attached to that. We've got a new computer program we're going to be using, just plain old out lying. We can tell when people are lying on what symptoms they're lying. So that's good.
That's awesome technology. Now, Sherry, a lot of people didn't know that you were out of town, and by the way, we all missed you here at the office. We're glad you're back. Can we talk a little bit about where you were and what you were doing and the successes
Absolutely.
That you had?
We can talk now. We couldn't before because it was a very private invitation. They didn't want people to know that we were there. It was an internal thing with the Agape Center, and they have about 10,000 members, so we did not want for any work or socialization or whatever was going on.
You were busy enough while you were out there.
Oh, incredibly busy and just wonderful, joyous thing. The most exciting one was this little kid, 9 years old, a boy, came in and he had one of his legs were 1.5 inches shorter than the other. And we took his vocal print. He was facing an operation. They were going to cut through his bone and let the bone grow bigger. Oh. And I'm like, oh, my God. We had done this so many times before with accident victims and things like that. I knew we could do it. So we took his vocal print. Sure enough, it was the adductor muscle. And we released it, and his legs were the same length. And we took him to a chiropractor to verify it. It was awesome. This little kid doesn't have to have this operation
That's
anymore.
Amazing. To save that little boy from all the pain and trauma of that surgery, Sherry, that's truly amazing.
And then there was this other lady there, 81 years old, and she had tremors, and she wouldn't go out with her friends because she couldn't eat without spilling something. They're called intention tremors. And we were able to help her take those away. And just the joy on her face. No, but
yeah.
Heather, we shouldn't talk about that because that's not what we're doing on this show. We're doing invoice personality stuff, and I don't want to get people confused about that.
Well, I think that just goes to show how many different things that you can do with this technology. I think that's really, really wonderful.
Well, we can do some of the health stuff with this, but it's templating. And we really need to look at this very specifically. If we knew what was going on, this young boy's hip muscle, then we could look at invoice and check it against a list of hip muscles that came up in that note. And we do teach that in the classes when we teach invoice on an advanced level. So it can be done that way. But the invoice class is mostly about personality, and you can do it online and... It gives them information about who they are, who they really are. Like this lady who walked up to me and said, I'm your guinea pig. She did it with strength and conviction, but that wasn't who she really was, and it wasn't going to happen because she didn't get there in time. No, I was working with someone else. So in looking at just personality, that is time domain, and then... As you say a word, it comes up on the computer, and then it's 6 buttons. You touch 6 buttons, and the computer gives you the printout. You don't have to do much. But we have another one that's muscles. We have another one that's nutrition. One that's hormones. One that's metabolism, toxins, pathogens. We have one pre-vac, which is vaccination risk. I'm going to develop one for pH, looking at how the body's pH system works. We had the most interesting guy, Ron Garner, on the Sunday night show. Mm-hmm. And most of you know that we kind of have other guests on the Sunday show, and a lot of what we were doing about vocal profiling wasn't getting on, so Don invited us to have this show so we could just do vocal profiling and our stuff. But we had him on the show, and he's so down to earth and gives so much information. I think we need to do a computer program that allows people to see things like that. I know we have one for heart, one for arthritis, and one for Alzheimer's, and one for eye diseases, and we teach that in a week-long course, and with all the frequencies to give back the information to undo the problems. Energy medicine is what we're dealing with.
Now, Sherry, I actually get a lot of questions. Maybe you can help the listeners get a little clearer pictures of how our classes work. I get a lot of questions from people who are interested in the course but don't have a whole lot of funds to operate on. They want to start out. What's the best way you can advise them on how to do that with bioacoustics?
Well, two tracks there on how to start out. Ethel Nelson has come online.
Wow.
Answer Ethel's call.
Okay. Hi, Ethel.
Well, I don't think she's on here yet. I need to answer her. There she is. I'll call her. She can see right on my website. Okay, so two issues about that. Well, the whole question about how to start. We have online a thing that says, well, it sounds like True Healing, Ethel's saying. I'm trying to call her. Incoming call. Answer. Okay. Ethel, you're on the line with us. Let me turn this around so you can see the print. Okay, I'll try to get back to your question. We have online on Nutrisounds.com the 50 most asked questions. And people could read those. And one of them is, how can I get my funds together? One, you can go to your local alternative health practitioner and show them this. And we have videos that you can show them and promo pieces and profiles. And you can talk to them about this. And we'll call them up and we'll talk to them about it and say, you know, we want this in your community. Will you sponsor this person to come to class? There's also scholarships. And scholarships are not by your need, but by our need. If we have a school district that we want to test the children in and we find somebody who's in that district and willing to do that, then we will provide them a scholarship for providing that work for us. And thirdly, you can start with these very small classes. There's a free demo class that you can jump into, and Heather at vocalprofiling.com again can tell you how to get involved in that.
We've got four upcoming during the month of August, our next one being on the 9th.
August
9th? Those fill up quickly. Yeah, those fill up quickly. So anybody who wants to get in those, just let me know as soon as you can.
Okay, and is the Heather at vocalprofiling.com the best one for them to get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
I would love to help anybody who wants to get in the practitioner class. We would love to have more and more practitioners out there.
And you could start with the invoice. That's probably the least expensive. It's $440, and if you're in the contiguous United States, and Hawaii and Alaska, we send you your microphone. Now, we can't send it overseas, but if you are overseas and you're having trouble getting things into your country, which we're running into a lot, we just put it online for you so you can download it. But we can't send your microphone all over the line. So for those in the United States where we don't have trouble getting things mailed, then we give you your microphone. So you can start with that class at $440. We ask $50 to do someone's print. You can charge 20 or 10 or 5, and you can gain money that way. There are sometimes when we go to shows, and we take one invoice program, and during that couple of days, the practitioner can make $3,000 or $4,000 just by running these profiles for people.
Yeah.
You can also then buy the kit, which includes the abacus, which pulls your points, your microphone, your program that makes reports, like you take a 30-second sample of someone's voice and you put it into this abacus program. It pulls the points of significance for you. and push a couple of buttons. You don't have to do much. And out comes a report on the other end. You can use that for spas and training and sports teams. And you can use the nutrition one for health food stores and places that sell vitamins, or people who sell vitamins in a multi-level kind of situation. So that's the best place to get started. Then you can take the week-long course, and all of these are online. Most of them are self-instructed, so you don't have to come here, although it's fun. We got a nice big new classroom. We have our lab online, so during class you can watch us work in the laboratory from your own computer. We just have a lot of fun. Well, fun on my side. We just beat you to death all week until you get it. And then you can take the course again and again and again until you get it. And I have seen people get it the second or third day, and I've seen people take it three or four times. So
yeah.
Does that answer your question?
That answers mine.
For every person that we have that comes here to take a course, we probably have 500 people who want to be seen.
At least.
Reading statistics today, 62% of adults have used alternative medicine.
And isn't that wonderful? And it's growing every day.
Yeah, conventional medicine needs to wake up. And, you know, in our own state, our insurance companies have mandated that sound therapy be part of the offering for a sleep problem. So insurance is at least paying for that bit of it, and it's becoming more and more accepted and open every day. I'd love it.
That's wonderful. It seems like other cultures are more accepting than what ours is of the alternative health care.
I think you're right. We went so far over here to science, and science is going to get it and support it. And we had this basic trust in our doctors. And they've just been undermined by insurance companies and HMOs. You know, here I'm on my soapbox again. I'm not going to go there. Do we have a schedule posted for these classes, that you're, the ones in August?
Yeah, those are all on Nutrisounds.com under training. The link to training, just click on that. We've got one on the 9th, one on the 15th, one on the 19th, and one on the 30th.
Okay,
so we've got,
and some of them are free, right?
Well, those right there, what I just mentioned, are our demo classes. Those are an awesome way to get started. That's what I always recommend. You walk away from those one-hour online demos with a whole lot better idea and understanding of where you want to take bioacoustics in your practice or in your life.
Can we,
Sherry does a wonderful job with explaining what this is.
Can we give people who take those classes some free Aura cards?
Well, how do you think our bookkeeper would feel about that? I think we can sneak that by her.
Oh, I forget about getting around Stacey.
Yeah.
We do this stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
she does.
People don't know. They don't believe us when we say this is a free thing. We are so tainted that free means ulterior motive.
That's our gift to you. We love our listeners.
Do you believe in free things when people tell you?
I'm always a little suspicious, so I can understand it.
See?
And isn't that kind of sad, a thing to say?
Yeah. Okay, let's do some profiles of some of the requests we've got.
Okay.
For those of you kind of trying to watch us online here at Skype, we have Oprah's print up here. And this was by request. I'm going to lay the cut from this. Let me move the Skype stuff over. So you guys can hear what we evaluated. So here goes.
Because basically the message of The Secret is the message that I've been trying to share with the world on my show for the past 21 years. The message is that you're really responsible for your life. You are responsible for your life. I've known this. I've known this since The Color Purple. In 1985, I probably told you the story when I did The Color Purple, but in 1985, I did The Color Purple. Prior to that, I had read the book, Larry. And this is when I got the secret thing, but I didn't know it was called the secret. I read the book The Color Purple, and then went out and got books for everybody else I knew. And I was obsessed about this story. Obsessed about it. I ate, slept, thought all the time about The Color Purple. I moved to Chicago. I get a call from a casting agent asking, would I like to come and audition for a movie? I've never gotten a call in my life from anybody for a movie or anything like that. And I say, is it The Color Purple? And he says, no, it's a movie called Moonsong. And I go, well, and I go to the audition, and of course it was The Color Purple. I audition. I don't hear anything for months. And I go to this fat farm, and I think it's because I'm fat, because I was about 212 pounds at the time. And I think, I didn't get the call back because I'm so fat. And I'm at this fat farm, and I'm praying and crying, saying to God, help me let this go. Because I wanted to be in this movie so much. I wanted it. I thought I was going to be in the movie. There's all these signs that I should be in the movie. And I go to this fat farm, and I'm praying and crying. And as I'm on the track singing the song, I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I'm singing that song, praying and crying. A woman comes out to me, and she says, on the track, it's raining, and she says, there's a phone call for you. First saying, I want to see you in my office in California tomorrow. Now, what I learned from that, that moment absolutely changed my life forever, because I had drawn The Color Purple into my life. I didn't know Steven Spielberg. I didn't know Quincy Jones, who saw me in Chicago. In 1984, he was there for a lawsuit that was being filed against Michael Jackson because he'd been working on his Thriller album. And he saw me on AM Chicago and said, that's Sophia. Now, I didn't know him. I didn't know anybody that had anything to do with that. But I knew that I had drawn that into my life, and it changed the way I thought about my life forever.
Okay. Again, the secret that we were talking about, and for those of you online with us, you can see that, or you could hear, there's two pieces of this, about one, drawing things into your life, being passionate about it and holding the energy of it. And then the next part was about the color purple and what was happening with that. So we did two prints. Are they posted? Do you know if they're posted, Heather?
On Oprah? I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty posting tonight, but I'm working on it. So I hope to have those up soon.
Oh, because they changed the codes and you can't get in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll figure it out, though.
Don is so overrun with emails. Sometimes he ignores emails, and but we will get these posted. We probably got about 10 that really needs to be posted.
Yeah.
So this one is up and on there, and I've got it. I'm looking for something here. Number one, we've got it online, so people can see it if they'd like. And what is talked about, I thought, was unusual. But I did hear some conversation this weekend about Oprah and her sometimes being so strongly focused that she had a hard time listening to people. So this chart belongs to a person who is interested in justice and what is fair and right for all concerned, particularly issues that deal with the expression of the inner self in terms of what is fair is mostly the projection here. There is frustration, however, because the need for justice does not seem to have a balanced physical outlet. And maybe it's because she was talking about 1985 that was happening. I'm putting her chart up here online. But it goes on to say, you can be very stubborn if truth, justice, and fairness is involved. It's sometimes hard for you to understand why others think you're being controlling. Your ability to champion a cause is admirable, especially when the cause becomes personal. You can become a bully and attempt to control others without realizing it. I don't think Oprah would think that about herself at all, but I think some of the people around her do, and I think that's likely needed because there's such a large staff there and everything. I mean, she's got a magazine, she's got a film company, she's got a book club, she's got a TV show, she's got after-hours TV. She's just into a zillion things. And help, and they do it in a school in another country. So lots and lots of things going on, and she probably has to say, let's get this done.
Right.
But we did do two charts on her, and I'll open the second one up. That one had a really high C-sharp, which meant she's so directed towards justice and what's right and what's supposed to be happening. So the second one that we put up for her, Oprah 2, this is about her talking about being in the color purple and thinking she's fat, and that's the reason they didn't call her, even though they thought she was perfect for the part, and they were kind of, I don't know what they were thinking. But it's a totally different chart. The C-sharp that was so high is now low, but very dispersed with get-up-and-go energy and with emotional energy and with spiritual energy. And what's high now is F-sharp. And F-sharp is very much toward do it, do it, do it, get it done. So she can shift according to what the task is. A true multitasker and someone very focused. This chart, as a person who loves action and has a personal benefit for self and others, D-sharp and F-sharp combined to give this impression. There's a lack of emotions, even though the subject matter was emotional, being a part of the film Color, Color Purple. And then there's three or four pages here. You're capable of pushing yourself to get things done. You take pleasure in changing things for the better. Your standards of trust are high. Strong sense of justice again. Use words to help others find their path. Both of these are Oprah. I think one of them is the expression of how maybe other people see her when she's very focused. And then the other one is how she probably sees herself when she goes after something. Any thoughts about that, Heather?
I would think that when you get to the position that she has with all the things that she's trying to accomplish, and there is a lot she's trying to accomplish, I don't think you could do that without being a little bit demanding or bossy. I really don't think you could do it. This is huge, everything she's taken on, all the different projects. I think her motives are very admirable. I really, really do.
One of the things I would like to see her take on is I recently read an article in the paper, and it was about four people, two women, two men, who had left their children in the car in the heat, and they burned up. They suffocated in the heat.
Yeah.
I just got a message in an email. It says, our show really sounds fuzzy. Lots of white noise in the background.
Hmm.
Do you hear that at all on your side?
Yeah, I'm hearing it pretty clear. I'm not sure. It was a little fuzzy earlier.
Hmm. Okay. Well, back to the story, all of these people had left their children in a car in the heat, and the children died. The black woman was sentenced to, like, 20 years. The white woman was not even charged. The black male was sentenced to, like, 7 years. The white male wasn't even charged.
Gosh.
You hear about those kinds of things, about the higher percentages of blacks and Hispanics, well, just non-whites, in jail. And if people like Oprah would take up that cause, maybe we could get that changed. I just think that is so disgusting. One of the women, the one black woman, had left her baby in a car because she couldn't find a babysitter, and her boss threatened to fire her if she didn't show up for work. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't believe there's anything in anyone's life that is extraneous. Everything that happens to you, and when I notice this and I feel about it, then there's something I need to do about it. my trick for life, for me, is to help or hinder a situation. Do all I can do to make it happen or make it not happen, but if it happens anyway, to accept. And that's the trick for me. And to accept it with grace. You know, if my husband's aggravating me to go to some party or something and I don't want to go, then, I got another email popping up here. And I don't want to go, and so I go anyway and make him absolutely miserable and punish him for making me go. Then that's wrong in my book, for my life. And I think everybody's life is a book. It's nothing extraneous in most books, and that's the way life is. But if I decide to go, I do it wholeheartedly. And if I really don't want to go, I need to have the guts to say, I don't want to do this, and I'm not going to. Why would you want me to do something that would make me so absolutely miserable that I don't want to go? So I don't think people have a lot of that courage to do this. And people really don't have any privacy anyway. There's this otoacoustic emission that comes out of your ear, and people hear it. And they don't confront you with it because they don't quite believe their sense of knowing, but it's there. And privacy is just an illusion because we know what's going on with other people all the time. We choose to ignore it. And even when our husband is, or wife, when our partner is having an affair and we know it and we suspect it, then we get all wigged out about what we suspect because we really know. We won't work on it. We don't know who we are. We don't know what our basis is. We can't find our foundation. We feel like we're not going to be good enough without this person. What are we going to be giving up? You know, this may sound like a really foreign idea to most Americans, but why does everything have to be either or? Why can't it be in addition to, not instead of, in addition to? Mm-hmm. We all have this signature sound, a frequency representation of all that we are. And that's what we're talking about when we're looking at your voice. Your voice is a representation of who you are, your body, your spirit, what you've been exposed to. And when we're looking at your voice, it's like a young man going through puberty. His voice changes in response to chemistry. Same thing we're looking for when we take your vocal print online. We're looking at who you are through your vocal expression. And I think we knew how to read that a long time ago. We still know how to read sarcasm and this kind of thing, or joy, pain in someone's voice. But we don't know how to read lying and truth. And we've lost that ability someplace, which is why we've got this new computer program that does that. But at the same time, why do people see either ors? Why can't they find a way to be in addition to? I'm even talking about relationships. And I'm not into polygamy, but I've seen it work for a lot of people. So all of these stupid society rules that we made up about what we're going to do and what we're going to accept, and if you see an old friend and everything that you did with that old friend is over and you've learned all your lessons, you still have to talk to him and you don't want to be there and you have to pretend, you know, who made up those silly rules of what's going on? I think there's a new dawn coming of bringing people to their own awareness of who they are. And when that happens, then they can become aware of other people. And then you won't have people like this woman coming up to me and saying, I'm your guinea pig. Like, whether you like it or not, I am here, and this is what's going to happen. Awesome. And I think part of the press, I think commercials, has got in the way of it. I think commercials have made us so insecure about who we are and who we what we really want out of life.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Commercials, I think, has created the need for teenage bulimic or anorexic girls in society. They've created an impossible standard for our children to live up to.
Well, when you look at so many actresses and you look at them sideways and they're like stick thin, and people don't realize they've had part of their ribs taken out and they've done a lot of commercial things to their body that aren't available to our teenagers. So they try to emulate that. Mm. And it's a problem.
That's one of the things
I want to do with this invoice program, to help people know who they are. You know, this waveform that we have of the Lieutenant Governor Carol Molnow, when you listen to that and the reporter saying, "Are you going to resign over this?" You know, her response, well, let's just listen to it.
Resources we receive today go to preservation and maintenance, not new construction. So I will tell you that our emphasis, based on what our targets are to make sure that we maintain the infrastructure we have with the dollars we have first, and then we do improvements after that. So maintaining for safety and other reasons, and for just the integrity of the system is number one. Do I know we need additional resources and ways to fund? Last year we actually had a bill that we, along with using some new revenues that were coming in, could leverage dollars in a bonding package. Everyone agreed on that. Unfortunately, we couldn't get those parts that we agreed on through the legislature. All parties agreed. That's an unfortunate thing, because then it becomes political instead of working for a system in place. Is it possible someone made a mistake in their career? I will say that's possible. Was there any malice or intention ever? The answer to that is no. These people work with their hearts and souls on it, just as you would if your family were driving that infrastructure, because ours are. The question, my answer to that is, I do believe in what we do here. I do believe we're doing the right thing. I believe we've had a terrible incident that can't be measured. I also believe that sometimes the press takes advantage of that. So do I think that I'm doing the job that needs to be done in this state to supply the citizens with a safe way to get around? We are working towards that, I would say, more than any administration in the last 12, 15 years. So I think we're doing a good job with the staff I have, which are highly professional. And I'm not going to answer would I resign. I would think that the answer to that would be obvious.
The press is asking her if she's going to resign. I just find that incredible. Somebody's always got to be the scapegoat.
Right.
If something happened, why does there have to be blame? Fix the problem. Don't demand somebody's resignation unless it was deliberate. And I looked at her vocal print, and this lady is doing an incredibly wonderful job. She is a multitasker. She's competent. She's versatile. She has a plan, is actively seeking solutions. Her emotions are high, but she's handling it well. And she will do the right thing for everyone concerned. And she's pushing people to get this done. And why somebody in the press would ask her, are you going to resign because this bridge fell? Because somewhere down the line, inspectors are under her. She's Lieutenant Governor in Minnesota, Carol Molnow. But, pardon?
We've got a caller on line too, Sherry.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Sherry. This is Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
I'm sorry I'm interrupting, but hey, how's it going? Now, go ahead and keep on talking. I'm just going to listen. And then you can ask me a question later.
Okay, you want me to ask a question on the show? We got 3 minutes. We can do it.
Oh, okay.
What do you want to ask, Tommy?
I was just asking, really, if it's coming from Arkansas, where I am. We have Mike Huckabee, who is our governor.
On the microphone.
What's that? Last night on the news, I was hearing about Mike Huckabee is kind of making some grounds. He was our governor here in Arkansas, and he is making some grounds in the in his campaign for presidency. And I didn't know if had you done an invoice on Mike Huckabee.
No, we haven't. Is this an official request?
I guess so. Yes, an official request.
I think that can be arranged, Sherry.
Okay.
Mike Huckabee. Okay.
What's he stand for, Tommy?
Don't know. I can't answer that. But he is really, his big campaign was getting children's weight down in schools. That was one of the things, and instigating programs that were, or initiating programs that would support better health in schools as far as not having soda, vending machines on campuses, stuff that would increase.
Tommy, when you talk about that, your voice goes into the blue range, and that's humanity and a love of innocence, and that's really a heartfelt thing for you, the children.
Yeah, that's right.
The Skype has encountered a problem.
And in fact, Bill Clinton is going to be here in Little Rock. I'm in Little Rock at the moment. And he is going to be speaking about child's health tomorrow at a special speech tomorrow morning. So I guess he's also kind of a... Pardon?
Where that's going to be?
Yeah, in Little Rock at the Clinton Library.
Okay. And the Huckabee that you're talking about, when you talk about him, you have a lot of G in your voice, so you really think there's going to be some physical change with him?
Yes.
Coming in.
Yes, okay.
Heather, we need to do something about this weight issue. We have started a project for adults, but we really need to look at this.
And we need to kick it in high gear, don't we? Sure do.
We need to get it to the people.
Well, I'll look forward to them when you have that info coming out. That'd be great. Okay, well, I better be going, and I'm enjoying the show. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Tommy.
Okay.
Bye. We were going to talk a little more about, my computer is being really weird here. There's some kind of violation of access to Skype or something. I'm going to go ahead and read. I can't get out of this error report thing. Hear all this weird stuff going on with my computer?
I do hear it. Uh-huh.
I can't get anywhere. Well, I want to talk about her resignation just for a minute. We only have a couple minutes left. When they asked her if she was going to resign, her chart says it became very narrow, and this is a chart of a person in a limited mode, either by subject or response. Self-approval is high and is giving an understanding of the leeway. She's giving understanding to the person who asked that question, that stupid, stupid question.
Yeah.
You know, you see things, somebody's son just got killed, you know, falling off a bridge, and say, well, how do you feel about that? And I just want to kick him. Back to this thing. She has things under control and will not allow extraneous information to get in the way of planning and overcoming the physical issues. So, folks out there, it's being taken care of. It's in good hands with Governor Molnow. We have a lot more things to talk about, but we're out of time, Heather.
That's amazing. It went by so fast tonight. Wow.
It's just incredible. I can't believe it.
And we have requests for next week, too.
Pardon?
We have requests for next week, too, so we'll get to work
already
on those. Yeah.
Well, anybody who wants the invoice program, please get in touch with us. Nick Q, get in touch with us because we need to do your voiceover. And we'll send it to you. And for those of you who want to get in touch about free classes, it's Heather at vocalprofiling.com. And we got to go. Write to us. Get in touch with the website. Heather, give them the information about the website one more time.
Nutrisounds.com. If you go on there, you can fill out an inquiry for information, and that'll come to me, and I'll be happy to help with any kind of question you have.
We'll get you in class, and maybe with all of us together, we can make a difference about people's health from being overweight, which I really don't think is a psychological thing. I think it's absolutely a physical thing, like diabetes and heart disease. I think our food supply is bad. There's a lot of people on VBS trying to help, and we're just doing our part, and we hope you'll join us. Until next week, this is Sherry, and Paul Blondhead.
Good night.